6.
Strict limit of 1 per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking new biotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Newbiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Newbiotics makes your belly. But hurry! Call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-300-4046. That's 1-800-300-4046. 1-800-300-4046.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover,
thank God it's Friday,
crossed over. If I ever have a set, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon. Here on the Big 550 KTRS, I am Paul Harris, your 20% host, giving 100% of the effort. And joined, of course, by Ian Geis and Dan Strauss, who is now in his second consecutive day of birthday celebrations. I know my birthday was last week, and
yes,
Dan born just a few days after me. It's the only time of the year I get to be a few days older than Dan.
Yeah.
Did you have a nice birthday yesterday?
I did.
Celebrate in any big way?
No, we just went out to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's all you care about when you're a middle-aged guy.
I know. You don't care about anything.
You care about other stuff, but you're not going to get that.
No.
So you might as well get some food.
My daughter makes me homemade birthday cards, which I love.
Yeah, I like that. My daughter does the same.
Yeah, and I told her a long time ago, I said, never buy me a birthday card. Always make them for me.
Mm-hmm.
So she makes them. She got crayons out yesterday, and she made a pretty cool birthday card
for me. Does she tell you that you're the second best dad in the world? I know you can't be the best, because I am.
Oh, yeah.
I have plenty of cards with my daughter that prove that.
Yeah.
Your Honor, I have the evidence right here. Yeah. Year after year, I get a birthday card from my daughter, and this is proof that I am the best dad in the world.
Oh, I'm the coolest.
Her best dad, though.
You're the best dad.
It's all relative.
You're the best dad. I'm the coolest.
Don't just pipe in here with your 20 months of fatherhood and think that you can get involved in this discussion.
You don't have enough experience.
Nah. We got kids in college. Hey, I don't anymore, come to think of it. I don't have a kid in college. Woo-hoo!
Lucky.
Yeah. I forgot this is the year I got a raise.
I have one getting ready to go back on the 16th.
That's right.
Yeesh.
So your daughter made a nice card for you.
Yeah, I made a nice card. We went out for some Mexican last night. And then my daughter knows this place. And she said, she told the guy, she goes, it's his birthday today.
Mm.
Well, you get a shot of tequila for your birthday.
Oh,
yeah.
And do you get the waiters and or waitresses coming over with
Yeah. And the sombrero and everything.
You love that, though. You're one of those
totally
rare exceptions that
yeah, that none of that.
Bring it on!
Did they sing it in Spanish?
I guess so. Yeah, I couldn't
Maybe
understand.
You guess so.
I couldn't understand what they were saying.
Okay.
So that's Spanish.
They walk up and they go, well, that sounds more like Russian or something, yes, doesn't it?
I don't know what that was.
I don't know what it was
No
either.
Wonder you didn't know what
I know. It was
we were at a Mexican restaurant, and they sang something, but I don't know what language it was.
They sang it in
Polish.
Russian.
It's very popular. You ask any Mexican if they would sing you happy birthday, they'll immediately launch you into it in Polish.
Oh.
It's classic.
Oh, yeah. So they did that, and then...
did you get a free dessert?
No.
You get the tequila.
You get a shot of tequila. And here's the thing. My daughter who is going to be 20, was explaining to me about the salt and the lime.
Mm. How could she possibly know about that?
I have no idea.
Because as we know, in the history of the world, no underage person has ever consumed alcohol.
No, especially someone that's in college.
Right.
So she was explaining.
Where would they get it?
I know.
Telling a 58-year-old how to do the salt and lime on a tequila gut.
I've never done the salt lime thing.
Oh no!
Anytime I've had tequila, which we did, my daughter went with us on a trip to Mexico, and drinking age there is 18.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's how she knows.
We did a shot of tequila together in Mexico, and I didn't do the salt and lime, but mm-hmm. I did it this time. And she said, "Oh, the salt numbs your tongue, and the lime takes away the taste."
Wow!
I'm like, why are you drinking something that tastes horrible?
Yeah.
So I did it, and it's like, yo, man.
Did you actually make that sound?
Yes, I did. it's so brutal. And then my mom is there. So I'm drinking sweet tea, and then I have my shot of mm-hmm. tequila. Mm-hmm. And my mom, she's serious. Do you need me to drive you home? I said, no, I'm fine.
You know, son, that was an ounce of alcohol you just consumed, and you had a double burrito. And
I don't think so, Dad.
Yeah. I'm fine. Who are you?
Had Mom had a couple?
No, she didn't.
It wasn't hitting the margarita?
No.
2-for-1 happy hour, woo!
I know. My daughter wanted me to get a margarita, too, and I said, no, I'm not doing... I don't drink a lot anyway.
No, you don't.
So... We just had some sweet tea and a shot of tequila.
I would think that the three of us right here probably consume less alcohol than most other radio shows in the entire St. Louis area.
Or the world.
You don't drink.
Right.
I don't drink. We gave it up. And in your case, you drink so little.
Yeah. Yeah. I maybe have one beer in 6 months.
Yeah, that's it.
If we're out playing a band job and I get a beer, because I have to have a taste for a beer, and I'll get a beer, everybody looks and goes, what are you doing? And they start taking pictures. And
That's what I have always said about Dan. I go, he comes pre-drunk. Yeah. He doesn't need any alcohol.
Well, we want to loosen him up and get him happy.
Yeah.
Okay,
that
here he is.
That's Dan.
That's him at work every day.
He was born.
No, because anytime I've been drunk, I don't like the feeling. And I feel like I get really quiet and really reserved and within myself.
I go anti-Hulk.
I do. I do. I go the complete opposite direction.
Wow.
So I don't have to be drunk. I have to have control of my stupidity. Basically is what I have to
What? Do. You have control over that?
Well, when is that going to start?
Wait a minute.
I know.
And I also know, and I don't mention this to bring up something sad, but I know that the day after your birthday was your brother Tim's birthday. And,
yes. Yeah.
How old would he be today?
50.
Really?
Yes, he would be 50 years old today.
Lost him
11 years ago. It'll be 11 years in October.
Okay.
So, yeah. Yeah, but there were some mental health issues, a lot of baggage that he was dealing with. Mm-hmm. And so he's, if you would say someone that's dead is better off, he's, you know, at least at peace with everything.
Well, I just remember that those dates came one right after the other.
Yeah, yeah. And I remember when he was getting ready to be born, it was like, he's going to be born on my birthday. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, he wasn't born on my
birthday. Mom, cross your legs for one more hour. Yeah. Please. Bad nothing. You have them back to back. It's the same. Did you always have birthday parties together? Of course you did when you were a kid.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and then we had a next door neighbor, and I'll say Doug Carey is his name, but his birthday was on August 6th. So we were like, anybody's birthday that was around there, especially when you were a kid, oh man, that's so cool. Yeah. So we had 4, 5, and 6.
How did you feel about having a summertime birthday when you were a kid in school?
I was okay with it.
I always felt left out a little bit.
Yeah.
Because, you know, my birthday parties in the summer were fine.
Yeah.
But during the school year, when is your birthday?
June 7th.
So you were after the school year ended, too.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know what I'm talking about here. During the school year, they would have kids, you know, their moms would come in and bring cupcakes or whatever it was. Those were the days when you could still have homemade food. That's verboten now in schools.
So,
You know, you can go to Deerberg's and pick up some chocolate chip cookies, some Chips Ahoy, and bring them in for the class. But don't you dare make cookies at home.
Do not open that package either. The package has to be unopened.
Has to be completely sealed.
Yes. On Funkin' Wagnall's porch.
Yeah, even though there's no record of... I'm not going to get into that here. Those kids always got to celebrate in school.
Yeah.
Also turned into a forced celebration, because I don't care how popular you are in school, there are still people in your class you don't like.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And so we, as summer boys, we got to invite people who we liked to our birthday parties.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And you got to go, you know, do outdoor stuff, and
it was like a forced party.
Let me just say it right now: summer boys rule.
Yeah, we do.
Boys of summer. That should be a phrase. The boys of summer.
Hey,
so I don't know what it would stand for, but that would be a phrase anyway.
And I remember one of my favorite summers was the summer of '69.
Thank you, Bryan Adams, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
I don't remember what language he sang that song in.
I don't know.
Canadian.
Oh, yeah. He said it's a boot, the summer of 69, Ari.
Yeah. All right, so here it is, Friday afternoon, and we're here to, you know, bring the nonsense of your week to a close and start the nonsense of your weekend. And you could probably tell by the tone of my voice, we are gripped by Olympic fever.
Oh,
because absolutely.
The opening ceremony is just a little over 3 hours away.
I can't wait.
I can't wait to not watch.
Yeah.
I am counting the minutes down to when I don't have to watch this thing.
I saw a cartoon, and I thought it was so funny. They were lighting the Olympic torch, and they had everybody in the stands, and the guy was running up the ladder to light the torch on a giant citronella candle.
To keep the mosquitoes away for the Zika virus. I get it.
Hey, and I have a question. If anyone knows about the Zika virus, it affects pregnant women.
Yes.
But is there any side effects for guys people that aren't pregnant?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Lots of people who have gotten very, very sick from it.
Oh, okay.
And now I think there are 11 confirmed cases in Florida.
Yeah.
And those are people who've been bitten by mosquitoes, not to mention other people who, you know, then go travel somewhere else. I mean, if you have the Zika virus and you travel somewhere else and a mosquito bites you there, mm-hmm. then that mosquito bites somebody else. That's how it gets transmitted to other people.
Yeah.
Which is why I, once again, will say indoor rules.
That's right.
Yeah.
I got a screened-in porch. I'm good.
And the Red Cross now is having a big thing, talking to people. If they've been to Miami or anywhere like that, they are asking them not to give blood.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, I guess, I don't know if they're checking them or whatever, but they're asking them not to give blood until for, what did they say, a month?
Now, here's what I don't understand. It's the middle of summer here, which means it's the middle of winter in Brazil. But I don't think they have winter in Brazil.
No, I think it's always...
Oh, their winter is freezing, is like 75.
So there's still a mosquito problem.
Is that... Yeah. Is it that's sure. southern...
That's
South
the southern
America.
Hemisphere.
Yeah.
That's why it would be their winter. Let's find out a second. Hold on a second.
Uh-oh.
What's the temperature in Rio de Janeiro?
Here we go. Just Siri.
75 degrees in Rio de Janeiro.
Brazil. It's 75 right now.
Wow.
It's, you know,
I could be a meteorologist.
It's the middle of their winter. So they probably still do have a little bit of a mosquito problem.
So the Summer Olympics.
But that's the least of their problems, Don.
The Summer Olympics here is actually the Winter Olympics there.
Correct.
Wow. That's weird.
As it was when it was only, you know Australia or anywhere else in the Southern Hemisphere. What was I talking about? Rio, you know, we've talked over the last couple of weeks about the problems that they have there with the sewage just flowing down from the mountains and into the water there. And this week they told anybody who's doing any of the events in the water, try not to open your mouth.
Yeah.
Try not to open your mouth. If you're one of those rowers.
Yeah. And you're going, row, and you're like,
But even if you're not going to be rowing, you're still going to be breathing, you're still going to be wearing shorts, that stuff, that garbage that's in that water is still going to get on you.
Oh, no, they have special suits they're going to wear. that will
repel.
Yes, repel that. Repel the stuff.
I would not trust it.
So they're wearing special suits.
If you were an Olympian and you saw that water, and we've all by now seen pictures of it or heard stories about it,
mm-hmm.
would you go?
No, I would not.
Yeah, I don't think I would either.
No, I think you're taking your life in your own hands.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to go because not, even if you keep your mouth closed, there is a chance splash could come up and get in your nose.
Your nose, your eyes.
Yeah.
No, definitely not for me. I saw a story online today about the cost of these Olympics. I did not know this. Since the 1968 Winter Games in Grenoble, France, every Olympics has gone over budget.
What?
And since 1984 in Los Angeles, every Olympics has lost money for the host city, sometimes by millions of dollars. Like Atlanta, still paying off the 1996 games.
Wow.
London, 4 years ago, they probably won't be able to pay down that debt for another decade or so. In Rio, the initial projected cost was $14.4 billion. Current estimated cost, $20 billion. We're only off by $5.5 billion.
Yeah, what is...
It's not like it's an extra third.
No.
Oh, yes, it is. By the way, Dan, since you're concerned, they're spending $780 million on Zika.
Whoa.
In Brazil.
Well, that's good.
Let's see. Brazil's economy grew 6.5% in the year after it won its bid for the Olympics. Last year, its economy shrank 3.8%, and they're in the middle of a fiscal crisis that is keeping cops and firefighters from being paid.
Yeah, that's not a good thing.
When you have the world coming to your town, you don't want the police and firefighters upset that they're not getting paid to do their job.
No.
They moved 4,120 families out of areas where the Olympic facilities had to be built. 800 families were moved near Olympic Park, 500 near the Maracana Stadium, where the opening ceremonies will be tonight, 640 from another family, 349 from yet another area. They've had more people die building the Olympic venues in Brazil than any other place has ever had. Let's see. The Olympic Committee promised in his bid to invest $4 billion to treat the sewage in the water there. They said they would get to more than 80% of it. Recent tests show they haven't even gotten to 50% of it. Half of the stuff. One of the guys who was part of this group on this Olympics Committee, here's a quote from him. Foreign athletes will literally be swimming in human crap.
Wow.
But they won't be swimming in it, right? The swimming events are indoors.
Yeah, I don't know if we were talking about that a little off the air before the show. I don't know if they do like triathlons where they bike, run, and then swim maybe in the bay. I don't know.
There
has to be something like that.
Maybe something like that.
I wouldn't do that.
They were, no. No, no, no.
Get to the edge and go, nope, I can't, I'm out.
Years ago, before my daughter was born, my wife and I went to several places in the Caribbean, and I used to scuba dive.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to some fantastic places and saw amazing things and amazing reefs. And then there was the time I went on a scuba dive in Puerto Rico, where the most exotic thing we saw was a rusted 50-gallon drum. That's what I keep thinking of when I think of this. And I think that would be, if they only saw that in Brazil, they go, this is fantastic and beautiful. This is like the Great Barrier Reef to us here.
Exactly.
Then there's the story of the teams that are being hit by robberies.
Oh, yeah. What the one, who was that? We talked about that the other day. The guy was just walking. And he had his backpack and all kinds of stuff.
And he got mugged.
Yeah, mugged.
Well, what they did in part of the harbor there was they built up a wall, kind of like a wall of sand, if you will, like a berm, really, really high, so that they could have an area for where the volleyball is going to be played. Because it's going to be played right on the shore of that water there in Maracana. So they built up this really big wall. And then what they found out was, on the other side of that, the local muggers had discovered a place where they could mug people without being discovered.
Ah.
Nobody will see us.
Good.
good security.
Yeah. Yes.
Get the police. Oh, wait, we're not paying them. Yeah. They won't show up.
Yeah.
And then there's a story today about the Danish team that was hit by thieves. Some thieves broke into their apartments in the Olympic Village and stole all of their mobile phones, their clothes, and the sheets off their beds.
Good grief.
This is on top of other problems the Danish delegation had. They had complained 150 times just this week about their 36 apartments that they had in Olympic Village. The guy who's the head of the Danish handball team said, the buildings are not in order, the conditions are not in order, it's not clean here, it's unpleasant to go and wash in the bathing facilities, and one of our people leaned on a sink in his apartment and it collapsed.
This is
the quality of the Olympic Games.
Yeah.
The guy who runs, who is the head of the Danish Olympic team, says, we don't expect this to affect our athletes' chances.
Really? Oh, no.
Because they're going to be mad. They're all going to be mad, and that's when they'll...
The fact that we have no sheets to sleep on and no clean water to wash with, that couldn't possibly affect our attitude and our readiness to win the Olympics. But then again, when you think about it, what summer events do Danish athletes win?
Yeah. Well, watch out, because they're going to be getting a lot of gold. Because they're going to be mad.
Let's see. And meanwhile, you got to be careful if you go on social media when you talk about the games, particularly if you're an athlete. The International Olympic Committee, you know, they are such fascists about the word Olympic. They've gone after diners in various cities around America. They call themselves the Olympic Diner. You know, some local Greek family has a diner, and they named it after Olympia because, you know, they're from Greece, and they've been running it for two generations, and then somebody tells the Olympic Committee, and they send them a cease and desist order, you cannot use the word Olympic as the name of your diner. You know, they end up having to change it to Olympia Diner or something.
Right.
Oh, and now the signs have to be changed, the menus, the placemats, everything, just because the IOC gets fascist about this. Well, this year, the IOC trademarked the hashtag Rio 2016. And also, Team USA, Team Portugal, Team Russia, all of those, you cannot use those hashtags. They've been trademarked by the IOC. So let's say the Olympic team wins the gymnastics. You can't tweet something hashtag Team USA. I mean, you can, but they could come after you and say, you know, here's a cease and desist order. They are going after athletes in particular who are not sponsored by official IOC sponsors. McDonald's, Coke, Visa, Toyota, Bridgestone Tires, whatever it is. There's one athlete by the name of Kate Grace, who last month went to the U.S. Olympic trials and was the upset winner in the 800 meters track event. And she is sponsored by a team called Oizel. I don't know what they do. I don't know what they make. Probably running gear, I'm guessing. And people didn't even expect her to qualify for Rio. So Nike, which is the official sporting goods sponsor of the Olympics, they didn't sponsor her. So this other company did, and now she's on the team. And after she made the team, Oizel posted pictures of her on Instagram saying, Fast Kate is now an Olympian with all the heart in the world right now. And other things like, she's going to Rio. Or one from her saying, guys, I did it. I can't believe I actually did it. And that was on the Oizel account. And Oizel got a cease and desist order from the International Olympic Committee. You cannot post pictures of Olympians if you're their sponsor because you're not our sponsor.
Oh.
You know, just...
Wow.
Yeah, really.
Just disgusting. Disgusting. There was a time when all these athletes were actually amateurs.
Yes.
I'm not sure they all were amateurs. Especially in the days of the Soviet Union.
Oh, right. No.
I don't know that they actually had any concept of an amateur. But wouldn't it be so nice if we could actually go back to that concept?
I think it would be great to go back to that. Because the basketball thing, when all of these, all of the players from the NBA come and play. And the Olympics with hockey. It's all the NHL players now.
From the
it's
various countries.
Yeah, and I don't like that. Yeah. I like the Herb Brooks era. I like that when the amateurs were playing.
And me too.
I like that
one of the greatest stories in Olympic history, the 1980 Olympic hockey team winning gold under Herb Brooks. You're absolutely right. Do you believe in miracles? The Al Michaels call in the semifinal. That, I mean, that's the kind of thing you tune in for. But that doesn't exist. By the way, the USA basketball team played an exhibition the other day against that other basketball powerhouse, Venezuela.
Oh, man.
And they only beat them by 35 points.
Oh, well.
I'm guessing that the USA didn't even have their starters in the second half.
I'm sure.
They have time to get their A game going.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, this is the time of the year when you have sports on TV that you would never watch at any other time.
Right.
I mean, when it's not the Olympics, would you ever watch cycling?
No.
Or swimming, for that matter?
No.
I will tell you, because I'm a sexist pig, I will watch the female beach volleyball.
Oh, heck yeah.
When that's on.
Yeah.
I got no problem with that.
They wear little skimpy outfits.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And no problem with that, and I will watch that if it's on. But the other stuff?
Yeah. And they are talented, and they are...
What he said.
Yeah.
To me, it's kind of like when you have a child. Well, your daughter was in choir. My daughter was in the orchestra. When you have a child who's a performer in high school or middle school, the parents all go because they care, because it's their children.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way the Olympics seem like they should be to me. Nobody outside of my family would go and see my daughter playing the cello in high school or your daughter singing in her choir. If you don't know her, why would you go? And it's the same thing with a lot of this stuff. Archery?
Yeah.
They're gonna have all these extra channels on TV. If you have satellite or cable, you're going to be getting all these bonus channels added to you at no charge to you, but the Olympics are going to be, and they're going to be streaming on like 11 different platforms, so you can watch all of the Olympic sports. NBC is going to have coverage of all of them. Who is going to be watching most of those? Team handball.
Yeah, I don't know. When did that...
I'll turn it on. Nope, I'm not related to any of these people. I would turn it right back off. Handball. It's just like the high school orchestra thing.
I get suckered in, I think, every...
Do you?
Yeah. That's once every 4 years. I'll watch a little T-Man ball.
What do you watch?
I don't know. Whatever. Like you said, it's going to be a lot easier to watch whatever you want now. But before, you only had what they would show on primetime.
Yeah,
you know,
right. The primetime highlight show.
Yes, especially when it was, on the European time zone where we're watching stuff that aired, at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Right, or when it was Australia, 18 hours ahead.
Yes.
And it's all on tape delay. And by the time it comes on, because of social media, we all know what happened. We know Michael Phelps got his 22nd gold medal. Okay.
Right.
This is not going to be suspenseful. And you don't have to hold it for the last half hour to make us stay tuned. We knew before you went on the air what happened.
Yeah.
But if you're flipping around and you go, oh, the Danish team's playing Bulgaria. You want to, if it's the United States or Russia or somebody big.
Look, it's Japan versus Uruguay in soccer, Olympic soccer.
Yeah. Now, ping pong's kind of interesting to watch.
I'm a sucker for curling during the Winter Olympics.
Oh,
it's the only time I do in my entire life that I'll watch curling.
All right, you caught me. I will admit that I do get caught up in that too.
I love curling. That's
when else do you watch it?
I don't.
You would never watch it if it weren't in the Olympics.
You can probably on the internet. You could go watch whatever curling online right now. There's live curling going on somewhere in Canada.
I'm sure.
But it's only when it's the nations battling on the ice.
Is that the Swiffer that he's using? No.
I got to get home.
You don't care when South Ontario is battling East Toronto.
I got to get right home after the show today. And don't tell me what happened because I recorded the curling finals.
You know what, though? Target should sponsor curling.
Archery?
Because,
oh.
No.
And archery.
Well, oh, and yeah. Archery, yeah.
Yeah.
Because they have that great big target.
Excuse me, this
thing.
Just came in. Target, not an official sponsor. Please stop talking about them.
Oh.
Love the Olympics.
Oh.
Okay.
That's the other one. What's the, in the Winter Olympics, the skiing, and then they cross-country ski for a while, and then they lay down and shoot a rifle?
Yes! The biathlon.
Yes!
I'll get sucked into that, too. I'll
you
watch
will?
That. Sure.
Yeah, you're
get
right.
Those little plinks of the metal when they hit it. See the dots change colors?
I watch it in disbelief going, what are they doing? And they're like skiing. I have no idea what's going on.
I don't know
on.
How that's an event.
I will be honest with you. The first time I ever saw that, and this is a long time ago, when, you know, there wasn't a lot of TV and there weren't all the social media outlets now. The first time I saw it, I was flicking around on TV and came across it and I thought, oh, a Bond movie. Where else do you see somebody skiing with a gun on their back? Yeah. Except in a Bond movie. You got to take a break. We'll be back in a minute. On the big, when I say a minute, of course, I mean five.
Yes.
Let's be honest here. On the big 550 KTRS. Hashtag honest show.
Yes. Oh, wait a minute. You can't use that. All right. Here's a guy that was on the curling championship team in his high school in 1974. It's Tim Weiland. Oh, 1975. Okay.
He didn't make the team. He was JV in 74.
Now, will any of you guys, you know, I'll watch just to see if anybody gets some sewage slapped in their face or, if, you know, something like that.
You don't have to watch. That'll be on YouTube.
You'll hear about that before.
Oh,
yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
It'll be on the news.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch. I really seriously think that there's going to be some sort of terrorist attack or something. There.
Well, but all the police will be. Oh, wait.
Yeah, I know.
Well, if there wasn't, now you just gave them the idea.
Way to go, Dan. They had people training them, and they were training on the subways or doing whatever to deter terrorists.
I hope it doesn't happen.
Well, hopefully
I hope it doesn't either. But
somebody will forget where the keys are to the stadium again, where the terrorists can't get inside.
Did you see that yesterday?
No.
They had a preliminary soccer match yesterday, and they couldn't find the keys to one of the gates into the stadium.
Oh, my God.
They had to get bolt cutters and cut the lock off.
That's a true story.
Oh,
true
man.
Story.
That's unbelievable.
You know what? The terrorists don't have to do anything. The whole thing's just
everyone there's going to die because the water and the air pollution. I heard Ian talking about it the other day. The air pollution is disgusting, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think NBC is going to have a real challenge in covering these games because it's easy to just go inside the water venue and show Michael Phelps swimming or the people at the track and field venue doing their thing. I wonder how much NBC is going to be truthful about what's going on there in Rio and how horrible it is.
I don't think they are.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to go over there. Like, Matt Lauer's over there. Bob Costas is going.
But, you know, who's the woman who's on with Matt Lauer on the Today Show?
I can't remember.
Savannah Guthrie.
Yeah.
She's pregnant. And she said, I'm not going down there.
No, I wouldn't either.
Don't blame her.
No.
Well, yeah. You could go to a tape piece. Bob talks about all the death and horrible sewage and everything in Rio. Now let's go to ping pong. Taipei versus...
versus Indonesia. Oh, I watched this one already on the stream. I know who wins.
Yeah. All right.
Go ahead.
Music ran out.
I should get the traffic, huh?
Yeah.
We've got emergency vehicles on eastbound Highway 70 at the Blanchett Bridge, and it looks like the right lane is blocked there. On westbound Highway 70, things are slowing. Earth City Expressway out through 5th Street. You're traveling westbound 40, you're slow. Kings Highway out through McCausland. Going to be slow again from, it looks like, Winghaven all the way out through Highway 70. People get that weekend getaway. And then northbound 55, it looks like the right lane is backed up to the ramp of Highway 44. And this report brought to you by BOS. More than just a bank, BOS takes the time to understand your financial goals and shows you how to make them a reality. Does your bank do that? Never settle. Bank boldly. Visit bankwithbos.com. Member FDIC. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. The Big Sports Show.
It's Jim Hewer, sports director at the Big 550 KTRS.
And I'm Brendan Weesey. Join us weeknights for the Big Sports Show.
And I think everybody learned out at the soccer park on Saturday night. This soccer team for St. Louis FC has a lot of fight in it. They came out, took it to the switchbacks, took a 2-0 lead at the half, won 2-1.
They needed that. They really needed that.
Absolutely they did. 6:30 to 9.
On the Big 550 KTRS.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Know that sound? That's the sound of trouble for CPAP users. Did you know that just one drop of water in your CPAP system can become a breeding ground for mold and bacteria? Breathe that stuff in and you're battling respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But here's good news. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It's the healthier way to clean your system because it kills 99.9% of germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-400-7415. SoClean makes cleaning your CPAP a breeze. It's completely hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let one drop of water wreak havoc on your body. Call SoClean.com now for your risk-free trial while supplies last. 1-800-400-7415. That's 1-800-400-7415.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to see the world more clearly through your own eyes. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? TLC Laser Eye Centers and Dr. Steven Wexler, one of the most experienced surgeons in St. Louis, are now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. You'll get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. Individual results may vary, so call right now, and we'll schedule a free consultation so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. 1-800-500-0698. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free consultation, call 1-800-500-0698. 1-800-500-0698.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 of its highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as on campus from wherever you are. Learn more by texting CLASS to 67076.
My name is Jonathan. I live in Portland, Oregon, and my major is communications. ASU has helped me with my life goals in the fact that it's giving me a platform to stand upon and provided me a firm foundation. The degree program fit wonderfully with how and what I wanted to do with my life.
Find out for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Get started today. Text CLASS to 67076. Again, that's CLASS to 67076.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Cancer. We need a cure. That's why the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer and the Big 550 KTRS are teaming up to help fight cancer with the Nestle Purina Radiothon Thursday, August 18th. Every $100 donation will receive 4 tickets to a Cardinals game or 4 Blues preseason game tickets. All day long, other exceptional items will be auctioned off. Help the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer, a nonprofit organization, raise funds to find a cure and help treat cancer victims and their families. For more, go to KTRS.com. Nestle.com to donate and check out all the fabulous auction packages you can bid on.
The Nestle Purina Radiothon to support the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer is brought to you in part by SSM Healthcare, the Kathy Helbig Group, St. Louis Closet Company, and the Big 550.
Hi there, it's Frank Opinion. I don't know what kind of plans you have for Saturday, but every Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock, there's a show called The First Community Credit Union, Big 550 Yard Sale. The reason it's called that is because it's sponsored and exclusively sponsored by First Community Credit Union. This is where I bank. Have a car loan there. Have a debit card there. You have your credit card, your checking, your loans. It's a place to bank. But you're not just a customer, you're a member. And if you ask any of the thousands of people who do their banking at First Community Credit Union, if they think it's a better place than the other place they used to bank, they'll probably say, yeah, it is. For reasons you really won't understand until you come and join us and become a member, and this is my invitation. Come join us. Close your accounts, leave your whatever place you're banking now, and start banking at First Community Credit Union. It's a great place to bank. 42 locations. This fall, there'll be 43, and we'll let you know when the 43rd one is open. Largest credit union in the St. Louis area. And again, a great place to bank for all kinds of reasons. And the exclusive sponsor of the yard sale Saturday morning at 7 o'clock. First Community Credit Union. If you want to know more, stop in at any location or go to firstcommunity.com.
The Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. Paul Harris, Dan Strauss, Ian Geis, Colin Jeffrey next hour for the showbiz stuff. He's going to review Suicide Squad, one of the comic book movies of this summer. I love our listeners. Michael McGinnis just tweeted, I just found out that the IOC has trademarked hashtag Team USA from Paul Harris. Now I want to use it until I get my cease and desist order on every tweet. Hashtag Team USA. Hashtag Team USA. Yeah, you go, Michael. Way to do it. I appreciate that very much. Here is the oddest story of the week. Now, I'd say that being the one who compiles the stories for Knuckleheads in the News, which we'll get to at 5:45 today after Mike Evans, which is after the Harris Challenge. And I've been doing Knuckleheads in the News for a long time. I've never heard of a story like this. And I'm just going to read it to you exactly the way it was printed in the online site where I found it. And it is a true story. In the country of Montenegro, the state television operation says that the country's last known Virgina, or sworn virgin, who lived her life in the role of a man, has died in her mid-80s. Stana Cherovich had promised her father she would spend her life unmarried and as a man to preserve the family name and serve as head of family after her two brothers died young without children. She dressed in men's clothes and did men's daily jobs, including cutting wood, while living on her own in a village in rugged northwestern Montenegro. Cherovich also had four sisters. The tradition of sworn virgins, or Virgina, existed for centuries in highly patriarchal Montenegro and some other parts of the Balkans until she died late Monday in a nursing home. Sworn virgin. Get over that part right there. Sworn virgin. Okay. Well, we have some in this country. They're called nuns.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Lived her life in the role of a man.
Hmm.
And lived by herself in a village in this rugged area. If you live by yourself, why do you have to live as a man?
I don't know. Can't
or be a virgin.
Right.
Yeah.
And, well, I guess you don't have to live with somebody to
correct
get rid of that pact.
She correct. Promised her dad
yeah.
that she would live as a man, right?
Yeah.
And keep the family name going? Is that what the deal is? I thought the whole deal was to keep the family name going. You have to have offspring.
Yeah. I would think that that would be part of the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, that whole virgin part throws that out.
How does that work?
I don't know.
We'd like this passed down from generation to generation. Does anybody see a problem with this? No, that seems fine. What do we know? We live in rugged northwestern Montenegro.
I know.
We don't even have cable.
Rugged.
Hashtag what the F?
Meet me. All right, here's hashtag Tim Weiland with hashtag traffic.
All right. You've got an accident on westbound Highway 40 now past Prospect that has the left lane blocked. Traffic is backed up east of Winghaven. They did clear the accident that was on eastbound Highway 70 after the Blanchette Bridge. Now, if you're coming in on eastbound 70, things are jamming up from just a little bit east of Grand, and that goes out through the depressed section. On west, southbound 55, you're slowing now from Bayless through Rivas Barracks, and on southbound 170, things are slow from Ladue down through Highway 40. This traffic report brought to you by McDonald's. Love the drink run and treat yourself to any size shake like the cool and creamy, always dreamy Arctic Orange Shake for just $1.99. Price and participation may vary for a limited time only at McDonald's. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
Hi there, it's Frank O'Pinion. I think I've told you many, many times, as a father of three and at one time having, five drivers at home, we've been to Schaefer Auto Body, I want to say more than the average. I think the average family makes several trips, hopefully to Schaefer, because things happen. Teenage drivers bump into things. In our case, deer either bump into us or we bump into them out where I live. And we know exactly where to go, Schaefer. And that's where I want you to know to go and to tell your insurance company that that's where you want your vehicle to go. Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. When they started with us some 15, 16 years ago, there were three locations. Now there are 10. You know why? Because people tell other people. And then those people say, hey, we want a Schaefer where we are. Put one here. Put one here. Well, they did. Now there are 10, with one even as far away as Columbia, Missouri. And each location is as good as the other because they only settle for one type work, perfection. When you get the vehicle back, it will be like the accident never happened. They are really good at what they do. So why would you settle for something less? Because you're paying the deductible anyway, and the insurance covers the rest. Get it done right. By the way, that's what the insurance company wants, too. They want it done right. Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. You can find their locations. It's SchaeferAutobody.com.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS. We'll be right back.